Narayanam Namaskritya Narantivam Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 21, Chapter entitled Instructions by Maharaj Prithu, text number 26. Yuyam tad anumoda tvam pitri devashayo mala katu shastur anugyatus tuliyam yat pritcha tat phalam Yam tad anumodatvam pitri deva shayomala katu shastur anugyatus turiyam yat pritcha tat phalam. Yuyam, all you respectable persons who are present here. Tat. That. Anumodadvam. Kindly approve of my proposal. Pitri. Persons coming from Pitri Loka. Deva. Persons coming from the heavenly planets. Rishaya, great sages and saintly persons. Amala, those who are cleansed of all sinful activities. Katu, the performer. Shastu, the order giver. Anugyatu of the supporter. Turiyam equal. Yat which? Pritya after death. Tat that. Phalam result. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I request all the pure-hearted demigods, forefathers, and saintly persons to support my proposal. For after death, the result of an action is equally shared by its doer, its director, and its supporter. Translation responsibly. I request all the pure-hearted demigods.
I request all the pure-hearted demigods.
Forefathers and saintly persons.
Forefathers and saintly persons.
To support my proposal.
To support my proposal.
For after death.
For after death.
The result of an action.
The result of an action.
Is equally shared by its doer.
Equally shared by its doer.
Its director and its supporter.
Its director and its supporter.
Report. The government of Prithu Maharaj was perfect because it was administered exactly according to the orders of the Vedic injunctions. Prithu Maharaj has already explained that the chief duty of the government is to see that everyone executes his respective duty and is elevated to the platform of Krishna consciousness. The government should be so conducted that automatically one is elevated to Krishna consciousness. King Prithu, therefore, wanted his citizens to cooperate fully with him, for if they assented, they would enjoy the same profit as he after death. If Prithu Maharaj, as the perfect king, were elevated to the heavenly planets, the citizens who cooperated by approving of his methods would also be elevated with him. Since the Krishna consciousness movement going on at the present moment is genuine, perfect, and authorized, It is following in the footsteps of Prithu Maharaj. Anyone who cooperates with this movement or accepts its principles will get the same result as the workers who are actively propagating Krishna consciousness. Omagyan timadandasya ginanjana shalakaya chakshurin militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamaya dadati swa badantikam vancha kalpata rubyascha kripa sindhu bieva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Prithu Maharaj is giving instructions to his who is he speaking to?
Citizens.
Yeah, the citizens. Because it's the duty of the king to instruct the citizens. It is called Vatsalya Ras. Vatsalya Ras means Vatsa. Vatsa means a calf. So someone you see, like a mother cow sees like the calf. That's Vatsalya Ras. So it means the way the parents see the children. Or the king sees the citizens. Or any senior person sees the junior person. That is called Vatsalya Ras. It means there should be a feeling of affection, not exploitation. To be a parent means that you have to have a feeling of protection, not exploitation. You're meant to feel something. And if you're a leader, like a king, now we have politicians. So we have, like in Australia, we have a prime minister, or in Victoria, we have a premier. So they're meant to feel towards the citizens like they are like their dependents, like their children. And they should have that mood of affection, not exploitation. That's why a kshatriya is given honor. A kshatriya is honored because he is not there to exploit the citizens, but to protect the citizens. And any time that you get, you know, within ISKCON, if you get a position of leadership, you know, a position in management or leadership, the reason you get that position is to give shelter and protection to those who are serving under your direction. That is the point. It is not for exploitation. It is not for some personal aggrandizement or some personal motivation or some personal benefit. But rather, it's a service. It's an important service. Because you have responsibility for the spiritual lives of other people. So Prithu Maharaj, he is looking after his citizens. And Prithu Maharaj is saying that if we all cooperate together, spiritual life depends upon cooperation. Prabhupada says in the Ishopanishad that Krishna wants everyone to cooperate with him. Krishna doesn't want to exploit us. Krishna does not need our service. That's an important point to understand. There's nothing you do for Krishna that Krishna needs. Because he has so many people who are already serving him. And they're serving him much better than what you could. So he doesn't need our service. But he wants our service. That's why he says, Patram, Pushpam, Phalam, Toyam, Yomai, Bhakti, Priyachchahati. What does bhakti mean? Loving devotion. So Krishna doesn't need Patra. What's patra mean? A leaf. Pushpa. Phalam. Phal means fruit. And toriyam means samota. Krishna doesn't eat those things. Interesting, when Krishna speaks this verse in the Gita, it's in the 9th chapter of the Gita. The first 6 chapters of the Gita are discussing Kama Yoga. Right? The last 6 chapters are discussing Jnana Yoga. So the most important chapters in the Gita are the middle 6, 7 to 12. Because they discuss Bhakti Yoga. So that's the most important part of the Gita. Now, of those middle 6 chapters, 7 to 12, which chapter is the most important? Yeah, chapter 9. 9 is the most important. What is 9 called? The most confidential knowledge. So Krishna is saying, this is the most confidential. It's the rahasyam, which means the essence, the secret. Within that chapter, then you have the verse, mammana bhava mabhakto madhyaji man namaskuru. Krishna says, right, that is the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita. That is the rahasyam, the secret. It means it is the essential knowledge. So patram pushpa. And also, chapter 9, and the Chatur Shloki, where is the Chatur Shloki in the Gita?
Chapter 10.
Chapter 10, verses?
8 to 11.
So there is 4 verses. That's called the Chatur Shloki. So those 4 verses and chapter 9, they consider the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. So within the 9th chapter, Krishna says, Patram Pucham, Phalam Toya. So he says, if you offer me, he's speaking in a singular sense, not even in a plural sense. He says, one leaf, one flower, one fruit, one cup of water. That's not very much. When you're giving something to the person who owns everything. Everything. Aham savasya prabhu mataha savam pravatati. Krishna says, what does that verse mean? Everything emanates from me. Krishna says, everything emanates from me. So that if you give the person who everything emanates from a cup of water, is it impressive? Not particularly. But Krishna says, if you offer it with bhakti, Krishna says, ashnami. Ashnami means I relish it, I take it. Krishna is eager to take your cup of water with a tulsi leaf in it if it is offered with bhakti. Actually, it controls the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is controlled if you offer him one cup of water with a tulsi leaf in it. If you offer it with love, you control Krishna. Krishna becomes conquered. That is the power of bhakti. He who is unconquerable becomes conquered. Just by that act of devotion. So Krishna wants cooperation. He doesn't want to exploit us. He just wants us to cooperate. He just wants us to serve him. That's all you have to do. Just serve. It's not hard. Just serve. Serve in a humble state of mind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When is his birthday?
Hmm?
21st March. When is that? Thursday. 2 days away. 2 days away is Gaura Purnima, when the moon becomes Purnim, full. Did you see the moon last night? Not quite full. Almost full. Tonight? Nearly full. Tomorrow night? Purnima, full. Lord Chaitanya appears when the moon is full. Gaura Purnima, on Thursday. So this is the most auspicious day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears on this most auspicious day of Gaura Purnima. Now in the Shikshastika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he leaves us 8 verses. He did not write anything himself. Just like Jesus. Have you heard of Jesus? You've heard? Jesus? Yeah. Very famous, one of the most famous people ever in history. Everyone knows Jesus. No, there's not one person on the planet who does not know. Practically. Right? So Jesus did not write anything. It was all written after he left. Now, same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not write. He instructed his followers, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Ramananda Roy, Haridas Thakur. Right? You write it. He gave the instructions. You write it down. The only thing it said that he wrote, sometimes it says a couple of things, but is the Shikshastika, written by God himself. The whole philosophy of the Srimad Bhagavatam is in Shikshastika. If you go to chapter 2 of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, what is chapter 2 called? Divinity and Divine Service. Prabhupada said, chapter 2 of the first canto is so important you should memorize the whole chapter. Such an important chapter. So many essential verses are in that chapter. The whole process of bhakti is within that chapter, in essence or in seed form. Bhakti has 9 levels or 9 rungs. What are the 9 levels of bhakti? Shraddha, Sadhusanga, Bhajanakriya, Anatta Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prema. There is 9 levels. You have to go through 9 levels to get back to Krishna. Which level are you on now? Anatta Nivritti. Okay. One devotee. Which level are you on? Nothing? You have to be on something. We're not Buddhists. You cannot be on nothing. You have to be on something. Which level are you on? Huh? You're a little bit further than Sadhusanga. A little bit further than Sadhusanga. We're in Anatta Nivritti. Anatta Nivritti means removing unwanted things. That's what we're doing here. Sadhana Bhakti. We're removing unwanted things within the heart, material desires. That's the platform we're on. So you have to know. If you don't know the process, how are you going to elevate through the process? If you don't know what's coming next, how will you get there? Prabhupada says, he calls nectar of devotion the science of bhakti yoga. It's a science. How will you complete a scientific experiment if you don't understand the science of how to do the experiment? That's why Prabhupada said you have to read his books. Otherwise you don't know. If you don't read Prabhupada's books, you won't know how to advance in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes devotees say it just happens automatically. Okay, good luck. Good luck with your automatic devotional service. Go and get in your car and automatically drive to Sydney. If you don't know the process, how are you going to get to Sydney? You'll end up in Adelaide. There's a process. You have to know it. That's what Prabhupada said. You have to study the books. You have to read. That's why we come to Bhagavatam class, so we know how to get to Krishna. Otherwise, you'll become confused how to get to Krishna. So there is a process. So in the second chapter of the first canto, Divinity and Divine Service, that's where those 9 levels come from. Verse 12 to 20. It discusses Shraddha to Prema, 9 levels, how to get to Krishna. That's where it's based upon. So in the Shikshastika, Lord Chaitanya just gives 8 verses. Because devotees in Kali Yuga, they struggle. Hands up if you struggle. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Okay, 4 people struggle. That's good. Everyone else is doing really well. So we'll take shelter of you who are doing very well. But those of us who are struggling, Lord Chaitanya has made it easy. Because we're supposed to read the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Prabhupada's life's work, actually, the Bhagavad Gita. We're supposed to read it. Hands up if you've read the whole Bhagavad Gita. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 devotees, very good. Six devotees. Okay, you read the whole. We're meant to read the whole Bhagavad Gita. But it's not that easy, is it? 18,000 verses. Right? You think, oh my God, 18,000 verses. Yeah. I should have become a Christian. It's just one little Bible. Or I should have become a Buddhist. And then you don't have to read anything. It's just Om. Or whatever you want. You know, but when you read 18,000 verses, that's a lot. In one sense it's a lot, in one sense it's not a lot. You know, if you get a taste for reading, you can't put it down. But, in another sense, okay, it's a lot. So then, okay, the whole Bhagavad Gita, if you can't read that, then read the Bhagavad Gita. 700 verses. Even that sounds like a lot. Oh, 700. So then Lord Chaitanya, he'll take 700 verses, and then he'll put it down to 8 verses. At least read the Shikshastika. The whole Bhagavad Gita, the whole philosophy is inside the Shikshastika because it discusses how to go from the level of Shraddha to Prema. In other words, our whole philosophy is in those 8 verses. So on Gaurapanim, which is in 2 days, you can read Shikshastika. There are instructions that we should read it every day. We recite it every day. There are instructions that say that. But at least on Gaurapanim you can do it. Read the Shikshastika and study it, understand it. There are commentaries on Shikshastika by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur so we can understand it more deeply. So there is a process to reach Krishna. Krishna just wants us to cooperate with him. Right? That's the whole system of bhakti. Right? It's just to cooperate. He just wants us to offer the water. Just like, is it Madam Mohan? Manmohan? Yeah, Manmohan. I was just saying who it was. I couldn't see. Manmohan Prabhu. So he's offering. He's just done offering to Krishna. He didn't go out there and start eating the bhoga. What would we do if he ate the bhoga of Krishna's plate? We would jump up with a stick. What are you doing? We would do that. Normally we are not violent people, angry people, but if someone was eating off Krishna's plate, say, hey, become very angry. But mush. Huh? You have to become angry. That's how we would feel. You can't offer, take something from Krishna's plate. But when you offer that to Krishna with love, now you put Tulsi leaves on it and you offer it with love. Krishna says, Ashnami. If you offer with love, he will accept it. He says he will relish it. Well, it's not a big deal for Krishna. We just offer one little plate. Right now, in the spiritual world, Krishna's having breakfast. Have you read what he has for breakfast? You know what Krishna has for breakfast in the spiritual world? Read the Govinda Lilamrita or any of those books. Maybe 1,000 preparations, something like that. That's just breakfast. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. Yeah? And Madhu Mangala, Krishna's friend, is sitting next to him. He is eating. He said, this is not enough for me. He said, why don't you actually bring something? You're only going to fill half of my belly today. So much prasad is there. That's in the spiritual world. So, you know, we just offer one little plate. That's not so much. But if it's offered with love, then Krishna, he relishes that. That's the secret of bhakti. Bhakti is the intent. Anukuyena. Yeah, that essential verse Rupa Goswami gives in the law book. Prabhupada said, Nectar Devotion is the law book. Prabhupada said, that book will guide humanity for 10,000 years. That's why it's one of our 4 most important books. Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam. In that book, there is the Paribhasa Sutra, means the essential verse in that book. Every book has an essential verse, which governs the whole book, which the whole book is based upon. He says, anukul yena krishna no shilana. Anukul means favorable. That's how you make Krishna attached to your service. When it's done with favorable mentality. When you do it with love, then Krishna, he accepts the service. He becomes captured by the service. Prabhupada says the goal of the Krishna consciousness movement is to take Krishna by the hand and lead him just like Mother Yashoda. That's the goal we're all aiming for. How close are you to the goal? We're not very close at all. Is that what you're meditating on while you're chanting? Krishna, I just want to serve you. Prabhupada gave the most simple definition of the Maha Mantra. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. Is that what you meditate on when you're chanting? That's the meditation of the devotee. Just give me service, just give me service. Like on Gaur Purnima in 2 days. It's one of the most important days of the year for the devotees. So that day we just serve all day. And we just chant the holy name all day for the pleasure of Krishna. That's what bhakti is about. Just serving Krishna. Just for his pleasure. Just like when we do the jagya. Whenever we do a jagya, then when we offer the oblation into the fire, just like on Thursday, there'll be a jagya. Then we offer the oblation. We say, idam krishnaya, idam na mama. Idam krishnaya. This is for Krishna. Idam na mama. It is not for me. Just like we offer the boga to Krishna. Oh, now Mama Hain is offering the incense. This is for you, Krishna. It is not for me. I don't light the incense for my pleasure. I light it for your pleasure. That is the essence of bhakti. So Prithu Maharaj here in this chapter, he is instructing his citizens. I am serving Krishna. You should also serve Krishna. Because the followers become very much influenced by their leaders. We see that all over the world. Right? If the leader does something, everyone else will do it. Prabhupada was actually commenting when he was here with us. And Prabhupada said, he was singing one song in 1977. And Prabhupada said, I think it was a Bengali like song. And Prabhupada was singing it. He said, stand on your head. Da, 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 da. I can't remember how the song goes. The Prabhupada said, you must do something new. And he said, this is the problem these days in the modern society. Right? If the leader stands on his head, everyone else will stand on their head. Especially all the kids. They're on all social media all the time. And they see something. Oh, someone stands on their head. Everyone will go, oh yeah, we should stand on their heads. Everyone will stand on their head. Because the leader is doing it. And these days, the leaders, they do every stupid thing. Right? So then everyone else starts doing all the stupid things. Right? So leadership is so important. Right? Like, the very beginning of our life, we're molded by the leadership. Prabhupada says the first guru is the mother. The second guru is the father. So if the parents are doing something, then we will follow, generally. That is the system. They are doing like that. So then what happens in modern culture? We lose faith in the leaders. We lose faith, sometimes even in the parents. Well, they can only teach us to a certain extent. Just like my parents, they taught me many good lessons. But only to an extent. Then I needed more guidance. And then fortunately I came to 197 Dang Street. And then I found the leadership that I needed. I walked into the temple. And as soon as I walked in, I thought, I want to stay here. So I said to the devotees, please let me stay. They let me stay. They're very merciful. And then One of the first services I got was weed the garden. And I hated weeding. My father used to make me do it, weed the garden. I used to hate it, it was like torture. Saturday morning, weed the garden. I hate it. But then when I came here and did it for Krishna, I loved it. And I was thinking to myself, how is it that I'm enjoying this? If I was doing it at home, no enjoyment. But I do it for Krishna, so happy, so pleasurable. And I actually said to Yadav Shrestha Prabhu, you know, he's the temple president in Perth, he was temple commander here for many years. I said to him, I said, normally I would hate this, but for Krishna I love doing it. So we need guidance, we need leadership, and it's important that we become good leaders. That's why we study the Bhagavatam. In the key verses, Nashta Prayeshva Vadreshu Nicham Bhagavata Sevaya. Have you read the purport for that verse? Prabhupada says there are two Bhagavats. Who are the two Bhagavats? The book and the
person.
Yeah. There are two Bhagavats. Prabhupada writes in the purport. There is the book and the person. So Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam means always. It also means every day. How many days are there in the week?
Seven.
Is a trick question. How many days are there in the week? Seven, very good. We have very great sages here. Enlightened. There are 7 days. How many days did it take to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam? 7 days. So what does that mean? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya means you have to hear the Bhagavatam on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and what was the other one? Sunday. Yeah. Sunday. You have to, on all 7 days, you have to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why it says Nityam. Nityam means always. It means every day of the week. It's a loop. It just keeps going. Hear the Bhagavatam continuously. Okay. If you can't come to the temple every day and sit in the class, like how many devotees are there in Melbourne? Like 1,000 or something? On Gopani, there'll be like 1,000. I think they're going to cook a feast on Thursday night for 2,000 people. 2,000 people. Hare Krishna. How will we feed them? How will we feed 2,000? But we will. Because Lord Chaitanya will get the potency. On Janmashtami, we feed 8,000 people in 2 or 3 days. Lord Chaitanya will give the potency to do it. That is the system. We have to feed all the people. Everyone needs to get them. So if you can't come every day to the temple, then at least you should come as much as you can. But that means on the days that you can't come, you have to be hearing the Bhagavatam. Just like in the morning when I get up, what's the first thing I do? What's the first thing you do in the morning? Pay obeisances? Good. Good. Then what's the first thing you do in the morning? Before you get to Mangalati?
Take shower.
Take bath? Very good. But what's the first thing you do? Get up is good. After you get up, then what do you do? First thing I do in the morning, I get up in the morning, right? I put on my MP3. I don't know what you call it anymore. I've lost track of what they call them. It's like a little thing, you press it and then the noise comes out. Yeah, iPod or iPad or something. Something like that. Little thing like that. So anyway, first thing I do in the morning, I've been doing this for 30 years. Right? Get up in the morning, press the lecture, and go into the bathroom. Brushing the teeth, scraping the tongue, flossing, then get in, take one bath, wash under the arms properly, right, behind the ear, properly, yeah, okay. So you wash, but while I'm doing it, listening to a lecture, Guru Maharaj speak, Sadhu speak, Krishna Katha. Get out, get dry, get dressed, put on tilak, In the morning, it takes me about 40 minutes from when I get up until I'm ready to, like that. Okay, I'm slow. That's okay. But even if it takes you 20 minutes or whatever it takes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it said it used to take him 11 minutes. He was so efficient. I'm not so efficient. But okay, 20 minutes, whatever it takes. But that whole time, you're listening. So you've already had a class before you even get to Mangalati. Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, please chant. This is the system. System is, you have to be hearing. Don't waste time. Devotees say, I haven't got time, like that. When I was a brahmachari, many years ago, when I was happy, as many years ago, I haven't been happy for many years. When I was a brahmachari for many years, every day I would listen to lectures between 2 hours and 4 hours every day. In the morning while I'm getting up, and then when I'm going out to Sankirtan to distribute books, when I come back, every day. Right? That's how I learned the philosophy. And then if you get extra time, read the books and like that. This is the system. Just get up in the morning, listen to Krishna Katha. So this is the system. Then you will become Krishna conscious. And if you become Krishna conscious, then you can help others become Krishna conscious. That's the system. Prithu Maharaj, because he's such a great leader, everyone follows him. These days the leaders are so crazy, and they'll take you everywhere. They just invent all sorts of crazy things, right? And everyone just follows because we have to follow. So we need good leaders. We need devotee leaders. We need Krishna conscious leaders. Change the whole planet. Take the world back home, back to Godhead. Liberate Melbourne from birth and death. Liberate Victoria. And then Australia. Maybe Tasmania. New Zealand. New Zealand needs help. Everyone is very upset because they killed the people. One crazy guy really killed the people. Everyone's very upset. It's because we don't have good leadership. We need stronger leadership Now they've captured him. What's the system now? Now in April we'll have the court. No, don't have the court case. You just get him, put him on television, just go, take his head off on live television, throw it on the ground, and say, if any of you do that, this is what you will get. And we will show you. That's leadership. That's what they did in the Vedic times. Yeah, you read in the first canto, Parikshit Maharaj, one sutra, he was beating the cow, beating the bull. He just grabbed him, right? Took his sword, ready to kill him. That's leadership. You don't have a trial. The guy just killed 50 people. What's the trial? There is no trial. Just get him, dead, finished. Right? And if any of you do the same thing, we'll do the same to you. That's leadership. Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, please chant. So in 2 days' time, we have Gaurapanima. We will flood Melbourne with love of Godhead. We will do Harina and dance and chant like madmen and madwomen for the pleasure of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. If you have to work on Gaurapanima, you can ring in sick. No problem. Everyone who's watching at home, please be sick on Thursday. You have our blessings. Hare Krishna. You don't have to go to work. You tell your boss, you come to the temple. We're going to cook for 2,000 people anyway. What's your problem? You just come to the temple. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Please chat. Always. Any questions or comments? Yes, sir.
You were mentioning before that you should do devotional service with love to please Krishna. But then, coming from so many years of actual life, it's very hard to conceive of what it really means of devotional service with love. There's often so many personal considerations in devotional service. So, because even in devotional service, there's so much different services, and like I tend to just do the service that pleases me the most. So, how do we know? How can we get out of that tendency to just do the service for ourselves?
Yeah, that means in the beginning, it is called, I think, Jiva Goswami, he says, I think, Kama Mishra Bhakti, he says, I can't remember the Sanskrit. But he describes there's a kind of bhakti in the beginning where we're doing it for Krishna, but we have our own desires. So he explains that because we're doing sadhana. Sadhana means practice. It's not sadhya, it's not perfect yet. It's not love yet. But because we're doing it for Krishna, even though it has our desires mixed in, but that will become purified. As Bhagavatam says, akama sava kama va moksha kama udarati. So regardless of what desires are there, you just serve Krishna and that will gradually disappear. Krishna will remove it.
That's good news. That's good news.
Yeah. So you just do your service. Which service is the best? The best is preaching. That's the best. If you can't preach directly yourself, then you assist the preachers. That's what Prabhupada says in this purport. If you can't be the preacher, then okay, you assist the preacher. You finance the preacher. You know, if you're a working person, you know, and you don't have the confidence or the talent or the ability or the knowledge to, you know, give the classes and everything, then you give the money, organize the programs, and then they can do it. Or you cook the prasad. Now, just like, you know, one example I can think of, an example, Vaishnava Charanpur. So I've never seen him give a class. But whenever there's a program, he's cooking all the prasada. And then that prasada makes devotees, because we need combination. You know, we say, you know, preach to everyone, give a nice class, and then at the end we say, okay, nice to see you, now you all go home. And I think, oh. But then you give them, oh, now nice prasada. And then I think, oh, everything I need is here. First time I came here, 1989, I went upstairs. 30 years ago, right now, this week, I went upstairs, took prasad, and as soon as I took prasad, I thought, I don't want to leave this place. Everything I need is right here. Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra. Please chant. Yes.
I don't like to do this other service, you know. Is that what I find, or is that okay?
What's the question?
It's like sometimes the words attend to do this service, and then I say, oh, what I would rather like to do the other service.
Yeah, that's okay to an extent. Yeah. Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, he said there are three types of service. He says, the regular service, mm-hmm. And then he says, like, capricious, and then he says, you know, like a whimsical. The point is that you have to. It's okay to say, like, you know, Prabhu asks, can you do this service? I know I prefer that service. That's okay. But, if the devotee says, but Prabhu, there's no one else to do that service, then you have to, okay, thank you, sorry. You can't say, you know, I'm only distributing books, that's all. Sometimes the devotees say that. I only distribute books, I'm doing it. That's the highest service. That's okay, but then. Sometimes, you know, we have to do the other services because there's no one else to do it. Be balanced, that's all. Yeah. Don't be fanatical. That's good. Yes, sir?
You said that we should preach.
Yeah. So, Prabhupada said that.
Yes,
actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that. Actually, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, said that. We should preach. Okay. I'm just repeating.
Krishna.
Yeah.
So then, some people do take books, then how will they get the message of?
They won't take the books?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we do Harinam. So when we do Harinam, we do book distribution on the side. So some people won't take the books, that's okay, that's their choice. You can't force them. You can't just put the book in their pocket and say, you just take it. No, that's their choice. But the holy name, everyone gets it. Because while we're going down the street, then it drowns the atmosphere. Everyone gets the holy name. So not everyone will take the book, that is okay. But everyone will take the holy name. And most people will take prasad. If you give them a cookie, most people will take it. Very few people will not take it. So you give them the holy name, everyone can have that. Try to give them prasad, most people take that. Books, some people will take that. That's up to them. TK?
We do some places, but there are so many places. How can we get to there?
You mean all the places around Australia or around Melbourne?
Yeah.
Yeah, it means that we have to make more Hare Krishna devotees. Yeah, if there's thousands of us, then we can spread everyone around. Okay, you go there, you go there, you go there, then we can flood everywhere. So we have to make more devotees. That's all. When there's more devotees, we can do more preaching. And then we can flood the whole world with the love of Godhead. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Please chant. Any other questions? Yes, sir. Speak loud. We're on the platform called Anatta Nivritti. Do you know what that means? Anatta Nivritti means we're getting rid of material desires. The first platform is called Shraddha. Shraddha means faith. So we have faith. That's why we're here. We have faith. Second is Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha means we associate with devotees. So we're doing that. Third means Bhajana Kriya. Bhajana Kriya means you are performing devotional service. So we are doing that. Fourth stage means Anatta Nivritti, which means we are getting rid of the material desires. So that's what we're in the middle of. And once the material desires are gone, then we come to the platform of Nishta. Nishta means you're very steady. So we're in Anatta Nivritti, all of us. Different levels. Some have more material desires, some have less material desires. Some people are attached to Rasgula, some are attached to Pakora. But we have different desires. But everyone has some desire. Does that make sense? Yeah, very good. Yes, sir.
You said that we should offer Krishna like a leaf, water, with love. But then, how do we get that feeling of love for Krishna?
To get the feeling of love for Krishna, you do devotional service. And especially you do deity worship. Then you develop attachment to Krishna. When you serve someone, you become attached to them. Is that true? Yeah, so you serve. So you have to take time regularly to just take darshan of the deities. So it doesn't mean for 1 minute or five, it means for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour. Just you and the deities, you just meditate on the deities. You know, a lot of the times when I come, I just sit there and I just chant in front of the deities, just meditate on the deities. And then you become attached to Krishna. And then you read about him, you read the Krishna book. Have you heard of the Krishna book?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you read Krishna book and you learn all about his pastimes. So then when you're chanting in front of him, you're looking at him, you remember, oh, Krishna did this and Krishna did that, and then you become attached to him. And then the feeling of love comes. I want to serve him. I want to give him everything. Does that make sense?
But some people say, like people who comes to door, who come to like devotional service, and if they do deity worship, then sometimes they're like, I don't want to do. And before when I asked you that, we should. That, about preaching, you said we should not force people. So then it's like force of the people that I should do deity worship.
You mean devotees or non-devotees?
Non-devotees.
Devotees?
Yeah, who just came to devotional service.
Devotees who just came?
Yeah.
They haven't done deity worship yet?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it means that we're doing deity worship right now. When you take darshan of the deities and you look at Krishna with love and devotion and you pray to him, that's deity worship. Right? If you want to go on the altar and serve them directly and cook for them and make their garlands and dress them and do all the services, then you have to become purified. And then you're allowed to go and do that. But all of us can do deity worship. Actually, Prabhupada says, just by dancing and chanting in front of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, you can go back to Godhead. That's deity worship. So on Gopanim, we will dance and chant in front of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And then by the end of the day, Sanja Adi, we might go back to Godhead. Do Sanja Adi in Goloka Vrindavan. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Please chant. It's possible. Up to you. Any other question? Comment? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.